along towards the late evening, you might say, well, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on the
milking time.
Feeding time. What about if you wanted to call to a cow to your cows to get them to come up from the pasture? How would you call to them?
Sue. Because some people have different, you know, methods of calling, depending upon how the cows are trained.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Come on in, Flora.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them have cows named, they call them by the name, and
she come trot.
And she'll come on to the house.
Come on, Flora.
My hogs, I call them whoop, and they'll come. And I got a barrel out there with a metal top to it, mm-hmm. while I mix my feed in to feed them. Mm-hmm. They can be up here at the end of this chapter. Now I can go out there and just raise that top up and slam it down on that barrel, and they'll come running just like I done called them.
How do you call your hogs?
They call us Sue. Come on, Sue. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, give me that knot. I go to the top and say, give me that knot. Sometimes you come back like I'm giving a switch over the seat and then not.
What about if you were going to call the calves? Would you say the same thing?
Yes, the calves.
Same thing? Mm-hmm. Well, what about the horses or mules?
I'll call by the name. Come on, Bill, Kate, the horse and mule. Come on here.
Call by the name? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What about, if you were riding on a horse or had hitched a buggy or something like that, and he wasn't moving, what would you say to him to get him started?
Come up.
Come up? Mm-hmm. What about if he was moving along and you wanted him to go faster? Just kind of pluck to him?
Shake the line.
Uh-huh. And you tell him with the bubble?
He'll realize the movement of them lines, it means fun to go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is that what you call those things that you guide by when you're plowing?
Yes, your boogie lines, a wagon line.
And if you wanted your horse to stop, you'd say to him, say whoa to him. Mm-hmm. What about, I guess you know what he calls the sheep, anything like that?
No, I don't know how they, you know, go about calling sheep, but I never participated with them.
Right. What about if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say that you have to get out there and do what to your horses to get them ready?
Climb and camera.
And what about that stuff you have to put on them, you know, to...
The harness.
The harness, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. What about the things that you put your feet in when you're riding a horse? The
saddle skates.
Stirrups? Mm-hmm. When you plow it with horses, or when you have two horses hitched to a wagon, do you call the horse on the left anything in particular? You say that's your...
The horse on the left, that's your saddle horse. That is, in the way of driving to a wagon or something. Uh-huh. You always ride your left hand wheel mule or horse, if it's a log wagon or something, you ride the left hand mule. Uh-huh. That's you, your right hand, if you're riding, because some people may be left hand, uh-huh. but in the way if you want to pop, you lead a mule with your whip, your right hand is free to all be with the ones in lead of you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about if something isn't right close to you, not right near at hand, you know, you might say it's just a little...
Too far? Mm-hmm.
A little ways over or something like that. Okay. What about if you've been traveling for a long time and you're not yet even close to being through, you know, with where you have to go, mm-hmm. you'd say that you still had a...
Long distance, yes.
So
many miles, yes. If you know, distance of miles, you said you got so many miles to go yet before, you know, you reach your destiny. You don't know the mile, you say a long way.